Welcome to Nattering with the Knights, Nord Anglia International School Hong Kong's PE department, talking about sport, physical activity, health, and a host of other topics. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Nattering with the Knights. This is our 13th episode of the podcast so far, and having listened to some recent research, there is 90% of podcasts don't make it past episode number 12. So I'm really pleased to say that we've made it past that threshold, and we are going to present to you a very special episode today. We're going to be joined by our entire PE department as we have a Knights at the Roundtable podcast special. There will be some laughs in this podcast, I'm sure, but hopefully some interesting themes to take away as well. So sit back and enjoy the episode, or get up and get active and get the earphones in and enjoy. Hello and welcome to our latest episode of Nattering with the Knights. Today we are joined by the entire PE department. I'm just going to go round the table and make sure everybody can introduce themselves. But we are a team of 8 full-time PE staff with 1 PE TLA, and we teach across 3 campuses from nursery all the way up to IB in our sports science course in year 13. Can we just start on my right-hand side, please?
Hi, Mr. Reid. Also known quite well for being injured quite a lot and stitched together with metal.
Okay, good, yeah.
Hi, I'm Miss Jones, and I like to do CrossFit.
Hello, Nick Day, very serious guy.
And I'm Miss Louise, and I'm a Muay Thai instructor.
Mrs. Newman, I teach at Sai Kung and I'm 10 with the little nursery children.
Hi, I'm Miss Reggett and I'm also a keen CrossFitter.
I'm Mr. Scrivener and I'm the only one in the department that likes cricket.
Mr. Pate here, I'm Director of Sport here at the school and I would like to read more.
Wow, right, interesting. I mean, everybody seems really nervous here, just so you know. I'm looking at a lot of faces. They're trying to contain laughter. So there will be a few laughs, I'm sure, as the podcast goes on, mainly at some of the answers I'm sure Mr. Day delivers. So, a couple of quick fire questions around the table, just get our listeners to know you a little bit better, guys. No, I don't want long answers, I want short, snappy, and passed round straight away. So, first thing that comes to your mind when I say favourite flavour of ice cream, go, Mr. Reid.
Rum and raisin.
Vanilla.
Salted caramel.
Raspberry ripple.
Chocolate.
Mint choc chip.
Mint choc chip for me as well. Yes. That's, yeah, good choice. Favourite item of breakfast food?
Oh, poached eggs.
Pancakes.
Friday hash browns.
McDonald's
in general.
Eggs Benedict.
Bacon.
Eggs Benedict.
Black pudding.
I'm going to go black pudding as well. Unbelievable. Me and you got the same answer.
Steal Mr. Pate.
I know. I've got.
You've literally just.
I've got his.
To pick things.
I've got his writer's block. I just been panicking.
But I guess it's
my 13th episode.
Can't add in extras.
Favorite sport to play or watch.
It's 2 questions. Gosh, that's a tough one. Can you move? Can I pass?
No.
UFC.
Okay.
Netball.
What was the last UFC match you watched?
Oh, I watch it all the time.
Answer the question!
Can you just...
I like playing football, but I think I like watching and cycling.
Okay.
Tour de France.
Figure skating.
Athletics for me. Watching gymnastics.
Cricket, surprise, surprise.
I like watching football, running myself.
Playing football, and I really enjoy watching golf, actually. Favourite sport to teach?
Athletics.
Swimming.
Oh, athletics.
Dancing.
Athletics.
Swimming.
Athletics.
Trampolining.
Ooh,
oh,
yes.
Well, but Mr. Pate's got the longest time to think.
Yeah, he does. I mean, okay, I'll go the other way. That, yeah, pretty good thinking, Mr. Day. I like it. We're going to go to my left this time, and it's the last couple of questions. Favourite sporting athlete?
Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
Good.
Brendan McCullum.
Cricket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Serena Williams.
Jessica Ennis.
Yuna Kim. A Korean figure skater.
Really?
Ronaldo.
You look like Spode.
Matt Fraser.
Johnny Wilkinson.
Henrik Larsson. Okay, last couple guys. P department, who is the funniest?
Mr. Reid.
Definitely Mr. Reid.
Mr. Reid.
Sorry, Reid. Mr. Reid.
Reido.
Mr. Reid.
Are you going to give yourself?
Is it funny to look at or funny to talk to? I have good banter with all of you, but also Mr. Day.
Oh,
good.
Hey.
Good.
I won't add to his ego by saying Mr. Reid is relevant. Right, last two on the PE department. Strongest in the PE department.
Ooh.
Strongest as in can lift the most weight. Well, define it as you wish. Miss Riggett.
Miss Riggett.
Myself, so.
You can say me, it's alright.
Say Miss Newman.
Yes, I can lift that coffee machine.
You can see the rage building on Mr. Erskine's face.
How
do
you go past the people in the
Reggae.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
Miss Reggae, 100%.
Mr. Day, it's totally Mr. Day, he's the strongest.
Can't believe everyone's ignored the extreme mesomorph.
Like, he walks around with a V all day.
But to be honest, seeing what I see in the sports, so I'm going to go left field here, but I'm going to say Miss Jones.
Cool.
Yeah. In terms of body weight lifting.
Thank
you. Yeah.
That
yeah. Unbelievable. I can't believe I'm hosting this again. Right, P department, Maverick.
Mr. Lee.
Mr. Reid.
Oh, there's a couple.
Mr. Day.
Mr. Day.
Mr. Day.
Look at this howl on
it.
Let's go
Scrivener for this one.
Ooh. Mr. Day.
I mean, it has been known to be a certain Malone.
I was just about to say the same.
But I'll go Mr. Day.
Yeah, he's I'd say that he's taking like the mantle.
That the Maverick is currently listening, but it has to be Mr. Day.
Okay, last couple, guys. So a quick yes or no round. Rumour is that PE staff are always the most likely to be found on the dance floor at a party. Is this you?
It depends what party I'm at, but possibly.
He's breaking the rules of the yes and no, but we're going possibly halfway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nope.
Nope.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
No.
Disco, no. Kaylee, yes.
Oh, right, okay. Rumour is that the PE staff are incredibly competitive. When you're involved in activities like board games or other low-key activities, are you always trying to win?
Yes.
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 Yes. Just depends.
Yeah.
Yep.
As long as it's fair, yes.
And the last one. Rumour has it that the PE department are the glue that keeps a school functioning as best as it can be. Does this ring true for Nord Anglia, Hong Kong?
It's the heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Foundation.
Yep. Yes, 100%.
It is indeed.
No doubt.
Of course.
Perfect. Right, well, that is a good solid start there, guys. Oh, hey, early to the buzzer there, Mr. Day. We are now going to move on to a question of sport style little quiz. The department do not know the questions that are on the paper. They do know the two teams. So the two teams to my right-hand side, I've got Mr. Reid, Captain Mr. Reid with Miss Jones, Mr. Day and Miss Louise. And to my left, Captain Mr. Pate with Mr. Scrivener, Miss Reggett and Mrs. Newman. Now, this one, I'm going to go to my right side first, this team here. You're just going to shout the answer. You won't need your buzzers in this round, so you can relax yourself in the buzzer. You've got 1 minute to get as many questions correctly as you can. Sorry, correctly. Correct as you can. You're allowed up to 9 questions in the minute. So I'm going to start a timer here. Anybody in the team can answer. You guys, any ones they get wrong, I'll come back to you and you can answer at the end.
Ready?
So you just got a shout?
You just got to shout out the answer.
Not conferring?
No.
Do you only get one attempt?
You are allowed multiple attempts on the same one. Okay. But they can pass, obviously, the longer they wait on the question, the time running low, you can pass on the question if you wish. Are we ready? We're going to start in 10 seconds. I don't have a shorter countdown timer.
Question number one. Name the only football team to sack Sir Alex Ferguson as a manager.
Is that Millwall? No.
No. Saint Mirren.
Correct. How many times has Rafa Nadal won the French Open?
7.
3.
Mm-mm.
5.
4.
15.
2. Pass.
Okay. Which team has won more trophies since the Ryder Cup golf tournament in 1927? USA or Great Britain slash Europe?
Great Britain slash Europe.
USA.
USA. Which international team currently sits top of the FIFA Men's World Rankings? October 2020, this was last taken.
Belgium.
Belgium, oh, correct. In which year did American football star Tom Brady win his first Super Bowl with the New England Patriots?
95. 81, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
96. And time up there.
Question.
They were tough. Right, so we've got two past questions or incorrect ones there. I'm going to give you one attempt at these ones, okay? Oh. You only get the one attempt to get the bonus point taken off them. So how many times has Rafa Nadal won the French Open?
11, 12, 13. No, that's 11 years of running
in a row. He's won a lot.
I don't know.
Go on,
Elliot. 11 came to mind.
You were very close. The answer was 12.
Oh!
And the other question was, in which year did American football star Tom Brady win his first Super Bowl with the New England Patriots?
He's been doing it for like 20 years or something like that. So he won, I think he won it last year. Just last year? When did he win his last
his one? First one? His first one.
His first one. So looking at like... 2001.
Very close again, 2002.
Oh.
So, from that one there, Mr. Reid's team, you score 3 points.
Oh,
moving on to this questions. Team over here, Mr. Pate's team. Same format, up to 9 questions in the 1 minute. You saw how tough it was for this team. The questions are not easy. Are we ready? Starting in 10 seconds again for that dreaded countdown timer. 3, 2, 1. Who is the last non-British, non-German Formula One driver to win the World Drivers' title?
I don't know Formula One very well.
Italian.
Pass.
In which WWE, which WWE superstar did Tyson Fury wrestle in 2019? That's a hard one, by the way.
The Rockster.
No.
Pass.
Frankie Dettori won 7 races out of 7 at which UK horse racing course in 1995?
Cheltenham.
Ipsum.
Ascot.
Ascot. Woo!
Yeah,
in which sports do teams compete to win the Stanley Cup?
Ice hockey.
Correct. What is Usain Bolt's blistering 100 metre world record time?
9.58.
Correct. Which famous football manager once said, I won't say I was the best football manager
Mourinho.
In the business, but I was the top one?
Mourinho said.
No.
Alex Ferguson.
No, and I'm going to pass that one over. So, a couple of questions to you guys. You can have that one that I've just finished on there. Which famous football manager once said, I wouldn't say I was the best manager in the business, but I was the top one?
Is it Brian Clough?
It was Brian Clough.
Aww. John with the day.
So you got a plus one on there. I also would like to turn over the... Who was the last non-British, non-German F1 driver to win the World Drivers' title?
I think it's maybe Fernando Alonso. Was it? Fernando Alonso was...
Incorrect.
Yeah,
it was Kimi Raikkonen. Finish. And which WWE superstar did Tyson Fury wrestle in
2019? You wrestled? Did he not wrestle Hulk Hogan?
No, it was Braun Strowman.
Who is that?
So you guys got 1, 2, 3 as well, but they got a bonus point. So this current scores, Mr. Reed's team with 4 and Mr. Pate's team with 3. Whew. Right, moving on to the next round, which is our this involves you your buzzers. You're going to hear a crowd noise. And I want the first person to buzz in who thinks they can guess the sport where that noise is from. Okay, this is obviously a specific podcast variation of the question of sport, because this is not one round that they have. So you hear a noise, and you need to tell me the sport where you think that noise
is
coming from.
And what is this first team that buzzes?
First team that buzzes gets to answer. If you get it incorrect on your team, I'm going to instantly pass to another team. If they get it wrong, we move on.
Are we allowed to confer?
Well, you might not have time to confer. So if you're confident that you've got the answer in your team, then make sure you hit your buzzer. Right, first one. I've not even started it yet.
It's the final. Cricket.
This is what I'm doing.
That question is, are we competitive? Just got your answer right there.
I'm trying to pull up my first one here and I've been absolutely done. Okay, question number one. Were you buzzed first, Sue?
Golf.
Incorrect.
Seagulls.
It's a sport.
Can you play it again, please?
Cricket.
Unbelievable.
No!
Unbelievable, he's guessed that.
Sure, you said you'd take the first answer, which was seagulls.
No, I was like,
no,
he was a seagull going past. That's what he said.
Guys, if you could help our listeners out by letting the volume play out a little bit so everybody can have a good chance to listen. Unbelievable. Right, question two.
Wimbledon.
Incorrect.
Awesome. Carry on playing, then where are you going?
Athletics.
You can't, no, it's got to go this team, sorry.
I've blown it for it, by the way. They sound bored. They're cheering, but surely that's enough.
The American football.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
American football. How they plucked that one out of thin air is beyond me.
That's it. I'm out. Now.
Right, this one.
Because nothing happened for a minute.
Yeah.
And then there was some noise.
Right, let me just get this one. It could be a short one. I feel. Mr. Reed.
Swimming.
Correct.
The crowd noise.
I'm
didn't get a chance.
Splash. Swimming.
Oh, that was us.
No chance. It's going to have to be a point each, isn't it?
Tennis.
Ah.
We'll do one more. This one is more linked. You might not hear much crowd. It might be more the actual sport itself.
Rugby.
Miss Regan. She was very confident there.
Is that a line-out call?
That was them in team training, seemingly. My original plan didn't work. I wanted the Borussia Dortmund fan noise and all that, but I couldn't get my phone to connect to this. So, yes, that concludes round number two. We got one more round of the way. That is currently scores are 7 points to Mr. Reed's team, and it is 5 points to Mr. Payne's team, all to play for in the final round. So, final round. This one is first one on the buzzer. All right, famous last round in Question of Sport. So anybody can buzz in. Again, if the question is answered incorrectly, it will automatically go to the other team. If that is answered incorrectly, the question is null and void. This is a Nord Anglia PE special, this round. So you need to... And there is 10 questions in total. Are we ready? Question number one. How many pillars are in the middle of the Nord Anglia HK swimming pool?
7.
Correct answer.
I don't like how they've got 4 different colours.
I know,
colors.
I love it. Yeah,
blame your captain.
That's the captain's responsibility, I'm afraid. What year did Nord Anglia Knights compete in their first ever Cobus Games?
Matt.
2015.
Correct answer.
Come on, Derry. Miss Reed.
In what city did the under 15 boys football win the Global Games China football tournament most recently?
Beijing.
Correct answer.
So if you buzz, you can still finish the question.
Oh, sorry, I should be stopping the question.
Yeah, you should stop the question. Oh, doing that, and then you're listening to the question.
Okay, so it's first in the buzz. Yep, my bad. Who in the PE department has worked in another Hong Kong school before joining.
Mr. Riggett.
Cal at school.
Oh, hold on, I need the question stop now.
Mr. Riggett, Cal at school. Cal at school in Hong Kong.
That's one out of... There's more than one.
Oh.
Mr. Day has also worked in another Hong Kong school.
Can't help them.
Miss Lou has also worked in a Hong Kong
okay,
school.
Okay, we forgot that eventually.
Yeah.
You carry on answering them.
Hey, you got generous when I kept answering, talking the question through. So we're even now. We can all breathe easy.
Deep breaths.
Guys, this is what I'm working with here.
You signaled and gave him the clue.
You can't hit him.
Mr. Days. We've got another issue going on here, guys. We'll deal with that afterwards. In a previous episode, we spoke to Nathan Gavau, a powerlifter from the UK. Now, this is to test if any of the department actually listened to this episode. What university does he currently attend?
Sheffield.
Incorrect. Passing over to this team.
No. There's a lot of teeth going on over there, isn't there?
He's into sport, we could
laugh
at him.
Sorry,
our turn, stop hitting your beta.
But there's a time limit, surely.
Loughborough.
It is not Loughborough, the answer is
back.
Nottingham.
Oh.
On the tip of my tongue.
Do we get a point for being geographically closer?
No, there's no point given there. Now, question six, on the same podcast, rounding to the nearest 10, what is his current deadlift, one rep maximum?
Oh, man.
In kilograms, please.
300.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
No one pulls there. Is he?
I was because I was trying to do the round to the nearest 10. question 7. We've got 4 questions left, guys. Big. It's getting close, by the way. What was the last physical / face-to-face sporting competition that the Nord Anglia Knights team...
Nanjing football tournament.
Incorrect. We're passing over. I'll
hold
finish.
Hang on, let me get out.
The last face-to-face sporting competition that a Nord Anglia Knights team took part in.
No, I know what this was. Can you repeat the question?
So what was the last physical face-to-face sporting competition that Nord Anglia Knights team a Nord Anglia Knights team took part in?
There was one before. So it could be in Hong Kong, it doesn't have to be abroad.
It's just a sporting competition.
Face-to-face?
As in it happened physically.
I think there was a cross-country event before Chinese New Year.
Is that your answer?
But internationally?
Internationally, it was Beijing.
Because we broke up in January, we didn't come back. So January is when cross-country is.
When you're ready.
Just, yep. Yeah.
Cross country,
I'm going to give you. It was the past cross country in January 2020 was
good
our
one,
last
Nico.
Physical face-to-face event. Question number 8.
Oh, yeah, we're still on the road.
Is it TKO?
Yeah.
This is a question that may not actually come to light, but as things stand, what is the date on the rearranged secondary sports day?
25th of February.
25th of February. It's looking like that may be... hard to do, guys, but we're hoping that's the case. Now, question number 9, penultimate question of the day. This is only loosely linked to Nord Anglia, as we have so many Scottish teachers. What is the name of the Scottish goalkeeper who saved the key penalty when the country finally qualified for a major tournament?
Absolutely no chance answering that.
Listen, Andy Gorham.
As in, this is the one that just literally just happened, Andy Gorham. Andy Gorham, long retired. So then I'm going to pass it over here. So basically, who's the current Scottish goalkeeper who saved the penalty about 2 months ago to put us to the Euros?
No idea.
David Marshall.
Callum Erskine.
Davy Marshall was the correct answer. And then, final question. This episode will be number what?
Let's see it.
We know.
No.
No,
we said it before. Well, we can all answer, can't we? Do you know it? You said it at the start of the podcast.
30.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
13 is the correct answer. Well done, Mr. Reese. So just checking up my manual counting system here. 1, 2, 3 for you guys. 4, 5, 6.
Can we play?
I think that is clear. we have a winner, but I just want to double check.
What's the prize?
Oh, hold on.
You get to make the losing team coffee for the next week.
So, in a roundup of our scores, in second place, Mr. Pate's team with 7 points, but our winners with 13 points, ironically linked with the number of the episode, is Mr. Reed's team.
Thanks, team.
That actually concludes a very fun episode, and we've timed that quite well. It's only taken 25 minutes or so that is good for all of our listeners who are probably bored out their teeth by now, but also for all of us who have very busy schedules to maintain. We'd just like to thank everybody who listens and tunes into our episodes. If you do subscribe to an episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts so we can stay up near the top of the charts. I would love to see us up there with other big podcasts like Joe Rogan and all the other ones. Thanks very much, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Nattering with the Knights. If you want to make sure that you don't miss any future episodes, then please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please reach out to your PE teacher if you have any feedback or ideas about topics you would like to see and hear about in the future. In the meantime, have a great week, and we will see you next time.